this first one. You already know what's going. Pray for David Brown, who was trying to fight the good fight.
Yes.
And I speak this right now. He will win in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, he will win. And then let's pray for Max. He was out on the road working. Okay. He got a CDL license, y'all.
All right. Praise the Lord. We can also pray for the Norman family as well. Yes. That service is this afternoon, so okay. We'll remember the Norman family. Let's pray for these. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you today. Lord, we're so grateful, so thankful, so humbled, Lord, to be able, Lord, to call upon you in times of need. And Lord, we just pray today that you would be with each of these needs today. We pray for David. Lord, I pray, Lord God, as he continues, Lord, to fight, Lord God, these things of the enemy, Lord. We're just knowing and believing that you're going to bring him through. Lord, your word tells us that though the weapon may be formed, that it will not prosper, and we're believing that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray today, Lord, that you would just continue to lift him up, encourage him. I pray that you continue to bring those along beside him. Lord, I just pray that you would just bring peace to his mind. And Lord, I just pray that you would just keep him, Lord, on the straight path that you have for him, Lord. And I just pray that he continues, Lord, to look to you for all things, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit work on him today, Lord God. Keep drawing him, Lord God, closer to you. We pray for Max today, Lord, as he is out on the road working, Lord. We just pray that you would just be with him. Lord, we just pray that you would just have your hands of protection upon him. Lord, I just pray that he feels your presence and your peace today. I pray for those, Lord, that may need healing, that may need a touch, they need a miracle to take place. Maybe they're looking for hope, they're looking for answers. Lord, I pray that you administer to them this morning. Lord, we pray for the Norman family, that you would just comfort them by your Holy Spirit during this time of loss. I just pray that they feel your love today. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for the lives that have been touched and continue to be touched, Lord, every day just through this program. And Lord, we're just still continuing to believe, Lord, and turn to you for new opportunities, Lord, to minister to those around us. Let us be the hands and the feet of Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always the easiest thing for a woman to have done, but it's always been just fine for me because Barber Dyson Ford takes care of everything. They've always treated me professionally. I've never had to worry about unnecessary work, and the work they've done has kept me on the road, and it's kept me safe. That's one reason I'll be a Barber Dyson customer for life. Thanks, Barber Dyson Ford, for providing outstanding service for 25 years.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Chasten Music. And his title for today is Launching Into the Deep.
That's it.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to share about your church, location, and service times, and anything else that you would like to share, Pastor Chasten?
Absolutely. Our church is Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. And our service times are Sunday morning. We have Bible engagement at 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and then our midweek service is at 7 p.m. with prayer and Bible study, and we have a great time together. And we have some exciting things taking place in the last week of October. We have a camp meeting, and it's going to be that Sunday through Wednesday. So mm-hmm. we're excited for that, and there'll be a lot of flyers and advertisement and announcements coming up for that.
Okay.
So got a great lineup of ministers. So I encourage all that do not have a home church to come and check us out and just to be a part of what God is doing at Gateway.
Amen. I would like a flyer so that we can share it and then post it out here in the hallway.
Absolutely. Yes, I'll make sure and get one for you. So we should have those flyers finished up and finalized this week. So
okay.
I'll make sure and get one
okay.
to you. So it's been an awesome morning, powerful morning.
Yeah.
And it's been a God morning.
Not as we scheduled and not as we had planned, I don't think. But if we surrender our day,
yes,
before your feet hit the ground, he gave you the day. Give it back to him and let him move.
Mm-hmm. You know, how many times do we say, Lord, just have your way. Lord, mm-hmm. just lead and direct me. But how many times do we not follow through? How many times do we just sit back? I'm thankful that today that we followed through with what God had and has in store. And so it's been a great lesson so far. We're talking about launching into the deep and getting out of the shallows. And, you know, like we said, in the shallows, it's comfortable, it's familiar, it seems easy, but the shallows can also be dangerous.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that can happen in the shallows if you stay there. You know, if we stay there long enough, we talked about anchors, and we've got to release those anchors, and we just got to go out a little bit further mm-hmm. in God. And many times we just keep holding on, and we set more anchors, and it seems like we get more comfortable. You know, how many's watched Shark Week?
Mm.
And so if you watch Shark Week, and what you find out whenever you watch Shark Week and you hear about sharks and where they're most vulnerable, where they attack, there's more times that they attack in the shallows than they do in the deep. And so it may seem comfortable for a certain amount of time there, but it could be very dangerous and you could get shark bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Lord said, you know what, that's why I desire to take you out further. That's why I'm always continuing to lead you and take you further. So he does that. You know, it seems like when we're just starting to feel comfortable, he takes us out a little further. He does not want us to stay where we're at, but because he always has something greater and powerful in store for us. And so, this should be for everyone right here. This should encourage someone this morning, this point right here. Launching out into the deep is launching into your divine purpose.
Mm.
Whenever you launch into purpose, the Lord will give you every resource that you need. And so the Lord's going to give you everything that you need whenever he launches you into your purpose. You're not going to be without. The Lord's going to take care of you. He's going to sustain you. He's going to provide for you. We just got to say, you know what, nevertheless, I don't have much right now, but nevertheless, I'm trusting you, God. And, you know, no matter what's happened before, how many attempts that I've made, you know, how crazy it may seem, I'm trusting you and I'm going out, because I know that whenever I launch out into the deep, I'm not going by myself, but I'm going with the Lord. And so, you know, I believe that God's fixing to really start moving. And I think, I feel like God's really starting to shift people and launching them into a new place that they'd never been before. But you're going to start seeing God do mighty miracles and mighty things. And so we've got to always continue to look for that and believe for that to take place. Because whenever God begins to move, there's going to be great increase. There's going to be great blessing. There's going to be great favor. You know, the churches now, there's several churches, but you're starting to see a lot more people come into town too. But I believe that we're going to start seeing God move, minister, and bless so much that even that our church buildings are not even going to be big enough to hold and to contain everything that God has in store and what he desires to do. In Luke 5, as we read just a few moments ago, then it says that whenever the fish started swimming into the nets, this is powerful because they weren't just catching the fish, but the fish were actually swimming into the nets. When God starts moving, amen, the blessing will start coming to you. You're not going to have to go out there and start trying to catch and trying to do everything you can. The blessing, the favor, the goodness of God is going to come and come to you. And it says that when all these fish began to go into the nets, that their nets began to break, that their own boat was beginning to sink, and they had to call in other boats. They had to call in the other boats because of the great supply of fish that was taking place. You know, and that's encouraging because when God begins to move, not just us are going to be blessed, but everyone around us is going to be blessed. Everyone around us is going to see the goodness of God. What the Lord was showing here to the disciples in this, in their nets, in this great, great nets of fish, is he was showing them their his real purpose for their life, what their real purpose was. And their real purpose was souls. Their real purpose was, you know, reaching those that are still out there. And so, you know, but the key is we're not going to be able to help pull people out of the shallows of life if we're still in the shallows ourselves. And so when we're out in the deep and we see, we experience, we realize, we see the favor, the goodness of God, we can't help but to share it with others and say, you know what, you got to get out here where I'm at. You've got to get out here and see what God is doing. You got to get out here and see the miracles. You got to get out here and see the amount of fish. Amen. You got to get out here because there's more. There's more than what I can receive myself. And we got to start calling other people in and saying, you know what, we're going to need help to contain all that God has. And when we feel like we've contained all, God will always have more. Yes. God will always have another place to take us to. So I hope this is encouraging yes. for someone listening today. You know, we just got to, you know, let go of stuff and just let God. And so, you know, this is also something for the church as well. Amen. We've got to go out there and be the church. And so my key thing is be the church when the service is over. Amen. When the service is over, when worship's over, we've got to go out there and continue to be the church. We have they have these signs whenever you leave our parking lot that says you are now entering into the mission field. Mm. And so that's just a reminder to us, you know what? Now you're launching into the deep. Now you're launching into the purpose that God has for your life. He equips us in the church, but really where we find our divine purpose and blessings and all that God has in store is out there in the world. So we got to be reminded, have my last few points here, the Lord will not give us more than what we can handle. You know, we can't handle, you know, we can't handle all that God has in store for us, but whenever we go by the Spirit, there's more that's waiting for us, you know, more than we even thought possible. None of us would be where we're at today. Mm-hmm. You know, several times you hear testimonies and all. Do you think that you'd be doing what you're doing today, where you'd be where you're at today? No, not in a million years. But look what God did. You know, look what God is able to do. And he says, you know what? Trust me, be faithful, and be careful what you pray for. careful how you pray, because God will answer those prayers. And it may seem like you're not ready, but God's always ready.
Amen.
And so step out of flesh, step into faith, step into the Spirit. When we do that, we're stepping into our purpose, we're stepping into our favor, we're stepping into greater potential. And my last point this morning is we're stepping into promotion. So get ready, because God's fixing to start really promoting some people up, and I believe that. And so that's what the whole reason why it's important for us to go out there and help other people, because you never know when God's promotion's about to come. You know, there may be people today that's bound, you know, that's still hurting. They're still just consumed with life. But it's those people that God really wants to release. He wants to go and restore. He wants to save. He wants to, and those are the people that he's going to promote. And so, you know, the people that's been stuck in religion all this time, it says, you know what, I'm satisfied with where I'm at. Don't want to go any further. Amen. They're going to be just kind of put over, left in self. I know this is hard this morning, but they're going to be kind of left over in self, and God's going to raise some new people up and say, this is what, you know, these are the ones that desire to have more and to do my will and to do my calling. So just let go and let God. Don't let self-doubt, don't let flesh get into the way and stop you from going to where the Lord desires to take you. Because the Lord is desiring to take all of us further than even where we're at right now.
Amen.
That's the word.
You know, shallow water is really nice because you can touch the bottom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can feel it. You're standing on it.
Yeah.
Going out into the deep is kind of scary. Because you can't touch the bottom. But that's a trick of the enemy.
Yeah.
That is fear, not faith.
Right.
What I want you to understand, please understand, when you go out into the deep, when the Lord calls you out and tells you, come on, come out here with me. Don't be afraid. Go. Because he's with you. If he calls you out there, he is with you out there. And he is the floaty that keeps you.
Yes.
If you just have a little bit of faith, take the lid off. Take the lid off so that the Lord Jesus can launch you where he wants you. And remember, when he launches you where he wants you, he's already there waiting with his hand.
Amen. If you're willing and you have your mind made up, hey, I'm desiring to go deeper, I call it the current of the Holy Spirit. Mm. The current of the Holy Spirit will take over and will take you out. If you ever go to an ocean and you get out to a certain point where you can still touch barely, but you go a little bit further, it doesn't take long where that little current takes you out further and further and further. And you look back and say, wait a minute, I'm further away from the shore than what I was a few moments ago. And that's the way it is spiritually. We can look back and say, oh, wow, look how far I've come. And say, how did I do it? You know, because I had a mindset to go a little further and the Holy Spirit took over and unfolded my life. So
I want to encourage you this morning to make your mind up. I came to that place. I had to make my mind up. I made my mind up that I wanted change. And then I made my mind up that every single word, not some of it, all, every single word in this book is alive. Amen. And the truth, every single word is true in this book. I am here to tell you today. If you've doubted, if you've denied, if you've twisted, the Lord God is there. Make your mind up. These words are truth. They are true. And they are living. And they do bring life back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, always be watchful for divine appointments and opportunities to minister and bless someone. So never lose sight of what God has and how he wants to use you for that moment and for that day.
Amen. Would you like to pray to send us out, sir?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for today. We thank you for this word and for your lesson, Lord. I just pray that you would just, Lord, I just pray that this word would sink into our heart, into our spirit today. I just pray that it goes with us, Lord. Those that are listening and watching may come across this broadcast this week. Lord, I just pray that it brings encouragement. Help us, Lord, to share your goodness and to share your word with those around us. Help us to be aware, Lord, of what you do. I thank you once again for this program. Thank you, Lord, that you would that it's available, Lord. And I just pray for new doors and new opportunities, new sponsors to come alongside, Lord, just to for your word to go out a little further. Lord, I just pray that we never get to the place where we're satisfied with where we're at. But Lord, always looking further to where you desire to take us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Chasten Music. Y'all have a very blessed weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.